From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
After nearly a quarter of a century as the anchor of this broadcast, I've decided it's time to move on. I'll be leaving the Evening News next March. I will not be leaving CBS News, however. I will continue to report to you, working full-time on both editions of 60 Minutes and on other assignments for CBS News.
He, along with Tom Brokaw, and eventually along with Peter Jennings, became the most important voices of the news in the second part of the 20th century, until cable and internet and greater competition has knocked the three networks off their perch.
We got some sweaters for $10 before 11 a.m. And at Guess, all the sale was an additional 50% off before 11 a.m. And then everything that was regular price was 20% off.
We are seeing right now a period in which jobs are perceived to be a lot easier to get than they have been in about 3 or 4 months. And that is what is propelling retail sales at this time.
To write a provision that would open up every American's tax records and allow their release without criminal or civil penalties to protect their privacy is an outrage.
Part of our job means that sometimes we need to visit IRS facilities. And as I understand it, their intent was to clarify that. But unfortunately, they did that in language which also included ability to access individual tax returns. And that was just flat wrong.
We cannot accept this result as legitimate because it does not meet international standards and because there has not been an investigation of the numerous and credible reports of fraud and abuse.
I can tell you that I know a revolution when I see one. And what we are seeing in Kiev these last few days is it, the genuine article.
My name is Oksan, and I wanted to say that we, not only for Yushchenko here, but we here for truth. Liars were everywhere. And we just say to ourselves, it should be stopped.
What I've heard from my Israeli colleagues this morning is that they will act in kind. If terror goes down, excitement goes down, then the kinds of actions that Israel has found it necessary to take in the past will go down as well.